531.
PM News at 6. Malo tōmue pungpungi, I'm Tōra Kirongo. The planned merger of RNZ and TVNZ has been scrapped. The announcement was made by the Prime Minister Chris Hipkins as part of what he says is a new focus on dealing with the cost of living.
There's a clear need for further support for public media, but it needs to be at a lower cost and without the need for significant structural change. Radio New Zealand will be provided with additional funding to secure its financial stability and to strengthen its role in public media. New Zealand On Air will also receive additional funding to support public media content.
Reacting to the announcement, the chief executive of Pacific Media Network, Don Mann, says the decision makes little difference to the work of PMN. Mann says the answer is better government support for organisations like PMN.
Nothing changes with regards to what's best for Pacific people. You know, there's still a need for plurality of voice. There's still a need for equity of representation across all levels of public media, and especially in who has editorial control on who decides what stories are told and who's telling them.
Aucklanders are warned to keep an eye out for people impersonating council staff to enter their properties. Auckland Council spokesperson Rachel Callagher says it is hard to fathom how people can exploit vulnerable families at this time. She is urging Aucklanders to check the IDs of people before allowing them into their homes.
We have been made aware of reports of people impersonating council compliance officers, potentially for the purpose of entering into properties. Our council officers will always be in uniform. They will drive a council logoed vehicle and will carry a council ID card. If you have some concern, please report it to the police by calling 105.
Meanwhile, Auckland Council is calling on volunteers to sign up for this weekend's big clean-up. Operation Service Manager Oliver Roberts says the outreach continues the sterling work by the local communities, service agencies and local businesses.
The great outreach work is continuing all week in Mangere at the Moana Nuia Kiwa Pools and Leisure Centre. If you want to help out, they are briefing volunteers daily at 9:30 a.m. to support households removing flood damaged goods. The drive this Saturday is set to be a really big one. They especially want local volunteers and those with experience supporting Māori and Pacifica communities.
Deputy Controller Rachel Callagher advises council will send specialist teams to collect and dispose waste from flooded homes. The family of a New Zealand pilot taken hostage by Papuan rebels is receiving councillor support. Captain Philip Mertens was taken hostage by a group known as the West Papua National Liberation Army after his plane landed at a remote airport in the Highland Papua province. The rebel group says the pilot is alive and will be used in negotiations with Jakarta. And in sports, New Zealand Rugby is adamant no announcement on the appointment process for the next All Blacks coach is imminent. Incumbent Ian Foster is contracted until the end of this year's World Cup, and Crusaders coach Scott Robertson has confirmed he knows how the process will unfold and is waiting on NZR to make it public, which he expects it to be in the next few days. And that's news at 6. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.